Yeah, all right, we're going to start now.
Yeah. welcome back to Two Idiots and a Mic. This is the first podcast in the new studio.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, new studio. Mics are coming in soon, hopefully.
Finally get some mics.
Yeah, that'll be good. Get this audio under control. But it's not bad now, it's just gonna be great when we actually have
it'll feel more like a podcast than just two people talking into a phone. It's like a phone call.
But it's pretty cool.
We're eventually going to get cameras down the line, you know, cool backdrop.
I say we just go ahead and give it a thing. If we get how about whatever comes first? Okay, so let's say we'll go ahead and go on record, okay, and I'm gonna be bold with this. By just saying it, because we have not talked about this.
Oh, yeah. I have no idea what you're talking about.
so we'll go, I'll say, if we get 10 patrons.
10.
10 patrons.
Patreon.com/2idiotsandamic.
Of any.
Tier?
Any tier. Lowest tier or highest tier. Doesn't matter. 10 patrons. 50 Instagram followers.
That's where I come in. Yeah, 50 in.
What's the name of that?
Our Instagram is 2_idiotsandamic. That's also our Twitter.
Yeah, so if we get 50 followers on that, and then if we get, let's say,
the same on Twitter.
Well, yeah, but I mean, I was going to say 15 YouTube subscribers, then we'll get cameras.
Yeah.
So there will actually be...
So all of these, and then we get cameras?
Yeah.
Or is it just
one? No, just one.
Just one.
Whatever comes first. So you got... It's in y'all's hands.
So let me just run through back our levels of the Patreon.
Okay.
Again, patreon.com/2idiotsandamic.
Okay.
The first tier, it's $1.
Yeah. No, that's $1. $1 to get videos.
Let me see your phone real quick. Pull up Patreon.com. I want to make sure I get all official here so we don't like mess anything up.
But $1 is
$1?
Nothing. I mean.
Cree, what do you type in your URL?
Do what?
What do you type in?
Yeah, it's patreon.com/2idiotsandamic.
Just for like the sixth time you said this podcast, so everybody knows.
We'll take you straight there, and I forgot to put the slash, so I'm an idiot. Anyway, the first tier. Is called a word, again, $1 base level tier. And all these stack, so everything I say in the first one, the next one, the more expensive one, will have everything that you've heard in previous tiers. So the first $1, access to every episode a week early.
Okay, big thing.
That's big deal. Just $1.
It's a buck.
Just $1.
You can't tell me you don't spend $1 a day.
Yeah, I mean, you could find that anywhere.
Not even, I'm not just saying like, oh, you spend $1 because you drive to work. No.
You but instead of buying that pack of gum, become a subscriber, a patron, right? Get that We're episode a week early. Because we do record these a week early.
Oh, yeah.
So you will be able to hear them the same time that we record them.
Yeah, so like,
yeah.
We record it and then we send it to you pretty much.
And it's only accessible. Accessible
there from
our Patreon.
Yeah.
So the next tier, $5 a month. Okay. Again, that's nothing.
$5. That's
$5 a month.
That's cheaper than a cookout tray. It's
cheaper than Spotify. I mean, you might as well get this and at least instead. You know what I'm saying? Like it's cheaper than Anyway. And it's called Oh, It's Like That. The second level tier includes. Okay. So again, every episode a week early, a bonus episode.
Ooh.
Bonus episode.
Wait, you're telling me right now that I get every episode a week early.
Yeah.
And a bonus episode?
First Friday of every single month, there's a bonus episode. Exclusive to the patrons.
$5?
$5. And not only just that.
What?
There's an on-air shout-out for you if you become a $5 patron.
So I get episode early.
Episode early. Bonus episode.
A bonus episode and on-air shout-out?
On-air shout-out.
So let's just say, you know, Creed here is our first Patreon.
Yeah, yeah.
So we'll be at the very end of the episode. We'll go, shout-out our Patreons. Creed Kirkland.
Mm-hmm.
Matt Cruz.
We're gonna talk a little bit about your name.
Yeah, which I like. Think like.
We're gonna create an entire profile for you, and if it's anything is accurate, reach out and let us know.
I mean, because like, if it's like, I mean, if you got like a name like, I don't know where I was going with that.
Anyway, and then the final tier.
Final tier,
$10 a month.
Now this isn't a day, people. This is just a one-time, a month thing. So every month. $10.
Drop that at 10. And if you want to go, like, here's the beauty of it. If you want to say, man, I really want this thing, you can go ahead and get that $10. And then right after that, you can bump down to $1 a month. I mean, we're trying to help y'all. We're trying to help you guys out. Because everything, every dollar that comes in for Patreon goes straight to the podcast. So y'all going to fund these new cameras. I mean, we need y'all to get this thing kicked off.
Because, I mean, it's... This is technically a business.
Yeah.
We're, you know, right now we're out of pocket.
Yeah.
We both had jobs.
Yeah.
We're over here just like, you know, like, we're both dedicated to this.
Yeah.
We've had this conversation.
1,000 times.
At least once a week.
Yeah.
Checking in. Hey, we're still dedicated to this.
Absolutely.
So we're over here slashing our money out, but we want to get better stuff.
Yeah, it's not about making money for us. We know we're not going to make money off of this thing, but we're trying to help y'all out get good quality content.
Because we want
fun to listen to.
We want y'all to have the better. Like, it's not about us. It's about y'all.
Yeah, and we'll start making more YouTube videos if this thing starts to take off.
YouTube video.
I know, because it's hard to do everything.
We don't have a camera.
We don't have that funding right now.
I need that funding, because right now our YouTube video is probably going to be off of our cell phone.
Yeah, I mean, I got a little Canon camera, but I mean,
it's like a home video.
Well, I mean, yeah, it's Grandpa Christmas morning film. You know what I'm saying? Mm. So the final tier.
Yeah.
$10 a month. Oh, no, you didn't.
I love that name. I think this is my favorite tier.
Absolutely.
It's fire.
Every episode, a week early.
Oh, man.
A bonus episode the first Friday of every month.
First Friday?
On-air shout-out at the end of every episode. And an individual personalized custom message video sent directly to you.
So let me just say like this, though, because some of you might be, there's not gonna be like a cookie cutter like insert name here. It's not gonna be like, oh hi, you know, thanks so and so.
No, we're totally gonna stalk your profile. I'm gonna
Google your name.
Yeah, gonna learn your family.
I'm gonna Google your name and try to figure out if this is
we're
you.
We're gonna figure out some stuff.
Yeah,
we're dig into that Instagram profile.
Yeah, I'm gonna look at Instagram.
Yeah. Get that LinkedIn.
Yeah.
So yeah, those are the Patreon tiers. They're pretty fire.
Dude.
Pretty fire. And we do want to do a Q&A episode. So
yes.
You know, you can reach out through Instagram or Twitter.
At 2_idiots in a mic.
Yeah, reach out and ask us some questions.
Also, I'm gonna like clarify, because I know kinda these words kinda run together on Instagram and stuff. It is 2_idiots and a mic. Just wanted to clarify that, because I know some people are like, I didn't find it because I was like 2 idiots and a mic. I was like, no, we're not in a mic.
Yeah, on the website and on the Patreon and the Instagram, it's the word spelled out, but on Spotify it's the logo. It's like the little symbol.
Yeah.
What is it called? Like an ampersand or something?
You're asking the wrong person.
But anyway, yeah. So we definitely want to keep going with this thing and get y'all the best stuff that we possibly can, because we love making the stuff.
This is like the highlight of like, this is what I look forward to doing every week. Like, yo, let's do this, dog.
Yeah, it's fun. We love doing it,
dude.
And we just want to make it better. Like we want, I like to take pride in the things I do, but you know, it's really hard to do, you know, without some support, you know. But we're gonna do everything we possibly can to get it as best as we possibly can. But every single little Patreon or Instagram like and follow, like, that all helps us and it helps y'all.
Oh so, yeah.
And share it, dude. Just share it.
Send this to your friends. Put it on your Snapchat stories. It's a post.
Yeah. And if you hate it, please comment that you hate it.
Yeah, like, we want feedback.
Yeah, roast us. Roast us.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. I had a guy, I want to actually go onto this. No, I don't even remember his name, but he, and if you remember his name, don't obviously say it, but like, I don't even remember who it was because I don't think I know him, but he reached out to me. He was like, this podcast sucks. It's going to flop. And I was like, thanks. I mean, I didn't reply to him, but it was hilarious.
Yeah. I mean, that happened to me too. Cause our first episode was kind of our like introduction episode. It wasn't really anything special. We weren't trying to be funny. I had people coming up to me like, yeah, I don't think it was that funny. I just think it's funny how much of idiots y'all are. I'm just mm-hmm. like, I was like, well, I mean, it's our introduction. But I was like, thank you for like the feedback.
Yeah.
Week two came around. Episode two hit. They're like, okay, I take my word back.
Guess what? It's fun to do anyway. I'm gonna keep doing it.
I'm gonna keep doing this.
Listen and try and get some feedback, but anyway, yeah. So we're excited from where this thing's gonna go off to, and just try and keep making the best possible stuff that we can.
Yeah,
I mean, it's a great time. I really love doing it. Yeah,
it's fantastic. Cause like me and you, like we don't like. Hey, let's record it for an hour and a half.
Yeah.
And then, like, that's it. No, we've been hanging, like, all day.
Wherever it goes, it just goes. Like, the last episode was only, like, 35 minutes.
Because you did have to leave, though.
I did have to leave, but...
Which kind of... Because I was like all sad. Because you were like, I gotta go. I was like...
Oh. Yeah.
I was like, dang. But you had fun at the concert.
I did. Dude, I went to go see Greta Van Fleet in concert up in Raleigh.
I have no idea who that is.
They are a rock band. And, dude, they are sweet. They're really good. They were awesome live. They were super tight. The music was great. The audio production was phenomenal. There was also a band that opened up for them. And they were really good. They were called Ida May.
Mm.
Ida space MAE. And I had never heard of them. They only have like 22,000 Spotify listeners like a month. But that's pretty good.
I mean, that's not bad.
Yeah, I mean, like Greta has like millions. But like...
Yeah. We're at like two.
It was awesome. Dude, there was an old girl in front of me. She was like 60. Would not stop hitting on me. Yeah.
That's tough.
I have a video that I might actually post of her on the Instagram. Because she was like turning around, like singing one of their songs and like pointing to me. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to roll with this. So I started pointing back. We were like having a good time. But...
Yeah, I mean, you got to make the most out of your experiences, honestly. Yeah.
She cheated on her husband while she was there. I didn't tell you this.
Mm-mm. All right, this is news to me.
Yeah, so okay, so we not with me. So anyway, we were sitting there, and I was in the row behind her, and she was with her husband the whole time, and they were talking, and then Greta Van Fleet played their slower song called "You're the One," and they were like holding each other and just like rocking back and forth and like kissing, and like they were just having a good old time. Well, then her husband left to go get beer. Some other guy slides in, grabs her, and they just start rocking and like making out, and like he was like touching all up on her and like feeling her up, and it was like, well, I told one of the guys beside me, I was like, that's, I mean, you know, it's a good way to celebrate a divorce. It's a good rock concert. They were going through it, man. They were going through it, but it was a good time. If y'all haven't heard them, y'all should check them out. They are freaking awesome. They're so good.
Was it pricey to go there?
No. I had great seats. I was 18 rows back from the front. And
you got really good seats. I saw it on your videos.
Yeah. And I only paid $120.
That's not bad.
No, it's not. Not compared to what I paid for the John Mayer tickets. Dude. Pricey. But I got up there. I'm like
a couple
rows back of John Mayer. I'm his biggest fan.
Like, yeah.
I just bought the tickets.
You know what's pricey? Sonic.
Dude, Sonic is up there, dude.
Dude, happened?
We went, my mom called me and was like, hey, will you go get me some Sonic? I was like, you know what? Sure, we'll ride out. So we did. She wanted cheese sticks and a Frosty, a Blast.
A small Blast.
Yeah.
A small Blast.
So me and Matt got Blasts.
Medium.
We got a medium M&M Blast, two of them, because me and Matt each got one. And my mom got a small Blast and a cheese sticks from there. Dude, it was $21. $21.
For some ice cream.
That's ridiculous.
And some cheese that's deep fried. You put cheese sticks on?
Dude, I went to that Sonic one time when me and my friend Peyton, we were on the way to the mountains, like for our spring break trip.
Yeah.
We were going to pick up our bud Kevin, and we were all going to ride out. And, And we go in because the line was just stanky. Mm-hmm. And so we went inside. He ordered his mozzarella sticks. And when we got back out to the car, he opened them up. And there was no cheese in them. In any of them.
It was just deep fried air?
Yeah. I guess they had overcooked it and the cheese vanished. I don't know. I don't know what happened, but there was no cheese in it.
So Sonic had like 50 cent corn dog day?
Dude, I was there. Remember when we came in there?
Yeah, it was me, you, and my roommate from college, Jay. Shout out, Jay.
Dude, hey, he's not even a patron. Don't shout him out. No, I'm just kidding. We
love Jay. He's my roommate.
love you, Jay. But no, we went there and this dude came in and ordered like, what was it, like 50 hot dogs? Yeah,
no,
or corn dogs, I mean.
50 corn dogs.
The cook quit his job and walked out. He quit his job and walked out.
I think he was getting off though.
I don't know, dude.
Because he was like, I'm out.
It was like 4:24 or something like that. Like, it was such a weird time.
Yeah, like because we were trying to beat the 5 o'clock traffic getting there.
Yeah. I mean, it was a weird time. Nobody gets off that like that. Yeah.
Zaxby's the other day had $1 nibblers.
Really?
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
I didn't go.
Ah, you should have. Nibblers are expensive.
Huh?
Nibblers are pretty expensive.
$1 for a nibbler?
No, that's good. Yeah, I'm all about that.
I'm dropping 20 bucks.
20 nibs. Yeah, that's pretty good. But...
nibs.
Yeah, I'm all about the nibblers. But yeah, so anyway, that's pretty fire. You gotta love those dollar nibblers.
We were talking the other day about going to Dave & Buster's and doing this VR thing.
Yeah.
We need to do this and put it on our YouTube channel.
Well, you can't really...
Well, not the VR game. Like,
can't really film it. You know what we need to do? Let's go to the zoo.
Yeah.
The zoo is fire.
Yo, let me... Go. Bring out the old GoPro.
I love the zoo. Yo. Love the zoo.
Okay. Favorite... exhibit at the zoo right now?
Probably tigers.
Tigers are dope.
Tigers are sick.
I wish there were
lions
more.
Lions are sick.
I wish there was more because they kind of just sit in the shade all day.
You want to hear a pretty crazy story? I went to the zoo when I was, when I was young, but it was a couple years ago. I heard a lion roar.
Mm.
Now, everybody's heard at the zoo, everybody's heard a little lion growl, you know, a little in their lifetime, but... You done? I heard a lion roar.
Like, Lion King, like, find your roar.
Matt, when I tell you my insides were rattling, it was the loudest thing I've ever heard.
Really?
That thing roared loud.
Now, was it the speakers?
No. I was at the exhibit, and I watched him roar. Like...
terrifying.
Oh my gosh. I was like, I don't care if there's a 30-foot gap between us. That lion is scaling that jump. He's coming directly to me. He is eating my neck off. Like, this, it was terrifying. It was so cool, though. Like, that's the king of the freaking jungle. They're pretty crazy, even though they live in the plains. But
I think it's kind of cool, though.
Yeah.
The lion is the king of the jungle. Doesn't do anything.
Dude, what are you talking about?
Okay. Well, he does stuff, obviously.
Yeah, he protects his freaking herd. I mean, I know the lioness is the one who hunts.
Yeah. All he's going to do is roar at somebody. They're going
to... Dude, have you ever seen a male... a king lion just fight?
No.
Dude, it is ridiculous. Those things are strong. Like... I mean, they are absolutely terrifying. Look at this. I'm going to pull up a little video of this.
All right. As you pull.
Look at these things going after it. They are going crazy. Look at his jaws.
Look at that mane.
Look at his face after that. Did you see that? Watch this. Watch the blood come off of this lion's face when this other one gets done with him. He just runs away. Look at him.
Just like it's nothing.
He ripped his nose off. That's insane, dude. Lions are unreal creatures.
You know what? It's a cool animal that I can sit there and just watch all day. Penguins.
Not a penguin guy.
Dude, I'm a big penguin fan. I love me the pingies.
I'm not a big fan of the penguins.
Dude. Slide around on some ice all day. And swim. And do cool little tricks in the water. Sign me up. Yo, do you see our new zoo got a seal exhibit?
Yeah. It's pretty cool. I've actually been. I went recently with my buddy's kids, and they're pretty cool seals.
You need to go to the zoo. I'm trying to pet a giraffe.
Yeah, giraffes are dope, dude.
Yo, those tongues.
Dude, they like to suck your hand into their mouth when you feed them.
Those like, tongues? Why are they hairy?
I don't know, but the, what are they called? Cheetahs. The cheetahs, dude. Have you ever seen a cheetah's tongue?
Uh-uh.
It's got, like...
bristles?
Yeah, but, like, mad hard. Like, you know when a cat, like, licks your,
like, yeah, your hand. Yeah, it's, like, bristles, and you're like, did I just run my hand against some sandpaper?
Dude, a cheetah's hand, or its tongue, is, like, a cheese grater.
Really?
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, it's ridiculous. Yeah, it's pretty crazy. Dude, cats are, like, big cats are dope. Big cats are, like, really cool. Like, I'm not a fan of small cats, but big cats, like, lions, cheetahs, leopards, tigers, sick. Have you ever seen a snow tiger?
No.
Dude.
Pull up a picture real quick.
They're dope.
All right, so let me see this picture.
This is, look at this thing. Man is laid up, absolutely chilling.
Oh, I thought those were just albino tigers.
I don't think they're called albino tigers. I think they're called Siberian tigers.
Mm.
No. An albino, I thought albino was something like wrong with it.
No, albino means just like all white.
Yeah, but like I thought that was like a... Yeah, see, this is an albino tiger. Like something's wrong with this tiger. Yeah. Like, if you Google albino tiger, something's wrong with it. Subspecies of Bengal tigers. And not albino like their own species like many people think. White tigers occur after breeding two Bengal tigers with a recessive gene that controls coat colors. Wait. So, a white tiger... Hang on, I gotta Google a Bengal tiger. Okay, so a white tiger can come from breeding two Bengal tigers. Bengal tigers are these. The orange and black ones.
Wait, what?
So that's what it said. So it takes these two tigers, these two Bengal tigers,
mm-hmm.
and you breed them.
Well, yeah.
And then it takes the recessive gene that controls coat color. So two orange tigers can make a white tiger.
They didn't teach me that in primary school.
See, because look, that even has a little hint of orange.
It does have. Coat.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. That's
kind of tough.
That's pretty sick. But like, this kinda is tough. This is like the albino tiger. Like that thing.
It was like a seal and a tiger mated.
I'm posting this on our on the account on 2_88 and a mic right now, just so you guys can see this little.
So whenever you watch the video, whenever you hear the podcast on Friday, you'll know what the picture's for.
That I'm just gonna caption that Bengal tiger life.
Yo, you know what I'm ready for, and we're under 100 days from it.
July 4th.
No, that.
Oh, okay. I don't know. Oh, college football.
Absolutely,
yeah.
Dude.
Yeah.
Oh, dude, I can't wait.
Yeah.
Yo, South Carolina has the hardest schedule in the country.
We suck.
You think we're going to go to a bowl? No.
You know what I think? I think we are somehow.
I don't think we are.
I think somehow we will figure out a way to suffer through a season to get there. And I'm not exactly sure, like, how it's all going to work.
Our schedule is just that hard, though. I mean, I'm a Carolina fan. I want to see us go perfect.
Yeah.
But.
I mean, it's not going to happen, but.
I mean, we're getting better recruits and stuff, but it's going to take some time. We're in, like, a big rebuilding year.
We've been in rebuilding years for years.
Yeah. We'll be fine. We'll get there.
It's just frustrating to be a Carolina fan sometimes. But you gotta stay loyal. You know what I mean?
Most definitely.
But it'd be like that sometimes. But who knows what the future holds. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly, my dude.
I mean, Carolina baseball just beat, what was it, Mississippi State, I think. to get to somehow get in there. Did you watch the game?
Yeah, your mom had it on downstairs.
Did you watch the ending?
Yeah, your mom had it on downstairs.
Dude, that was ridiculous.
Yo, talk about Carolina softball. Almost beating Florida? I think they almost beat Florida.
I don't know, but softball's intense. Softball's intense.
Yo, my college got a softball team this past year.
Yeah.
First year team, you know, you're a first year team, you're not going to do it. They did a lot better than I thought.
Really?
Yeah. And I was at every game screaming.
My friend Alicia, I mean, I think you know her actually. We went to high school together.
I'm pretty sure I know her.
Yeah. She plays at USC Upstate. Can I say that? Yeah, I can say that.
Yeah.
Yeah. yeah, she plays up there. And dude, she's nasty at softball.
Yo.
She's nasty.
Didn't they go to, like, the Final Four last year?
I don't know.
I think they did.
But I know. I'm pretty sure she hit a couple dingers this year.
Oh. She posted on her Twitter.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure she was.
She used to date my neighbors. Me and her always hung out.
Yeah. I haven't talked to her in a while. But anyway. Yeah.
She's kind of playing softball right now.
Yeah. Softball's tough, man.
Dude. Guy softball leagues?
My church has a softball league. I'm probably going to join next year.
Yeah. I'm so close.
I love softball.
My school is getting a softball league.
Mm-hmm.
Not like a league, like a little tournament type thing.
Like a intramural?
Mm-hmm.
That'd be cool.
You're more than welcome to join.
Can I join a college intramural team?
Yes. We had a kid that didn't even go to our school play on one of the basketball teams.
Then I will play.
Absolutely.
I will play.
First base or third base?
Huh?
What position?
You're
in. I'm in the outfield.
I don't know.
I'm diving in it. Everything.
I don't know.
Region.
I don't know what I'll play. I don't know.
You're hitting bombs, though. Every hit.
Oh, yeah. I smack them.
Yeah, my team, I'm in charge of it. We're having practice, dude. I'm not losing.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, you got to figure out everybody's
talents. Yeah, those strong suits. Yeah, I'm all about it. I'll definitely play. Dude, you know what's been fun, though?
GTA.
Spike ball.
Okay.
I play spike ball all the time. And I actually broke that trip I was telling you about a second ago. The one that, like, I was the cheese stick thing. We got there and we drove an hour out of the way. We were in Tennessee. And we drove an hour out of the way to go, like, see these underground caverns. But they were closed. And they didn't. It opened until the next day, and we all got the date wrong because their website said it was open, but we got there and it wasn't. So anyway, we got there and the parking lot was empty, and I was like, "Well, we already drove this far. Let's just play spike ball." So we did. We played like 8 games or 11 games or something like that. And on the last game, I had won every single game, Like I'm a good spike ball player.
That's true.
And on the last game, my buddy goes to return a serve. Hits it right under the net, like to lose the game.
Oh,
I was so disappointed.
You kicked it, didn't you?
Huh?
You kicked the net.
Oh, I kicked the crap out of it.
Yeah.
No, this is what it was. So it was their game point. We were one behind, but you got to win by 2. So it was game point. They had 20, we had 19, and it was his serve. And so he served it under the net, and that's what it was. Yeah, I was disappointed.
Sorry.
That's my game, but I just ordered
this. For the new one, though?
Yeah, I just ordered this new spike ball net. They were doing a patriotic 4th of July sale, so you could have them by 4th of July. And mine's coming in a couple, and actually tomorrow it'll be here. Yes. Yeah, but it's an American flag spike ball pro, so it's tournament. It's tournament.
I played spike ball the first time with you that one time.
Yeah.
Yo, I'm hooked on it now.
It's a great game. It's a great game. Easy setup. Everything.
It took me a little bit to learn it. I mean, it's not hard to learn, but I.
You have to learn movements. Like, you have to understand, okay, if we're playing, I can't watch where the ball goes. I have to watch if I'm on defense. You're around, for those of you who don't know, you're around like a, I don't know.
A hula hoop.
It's like, yeah, it's about the size of a hula hoop with a little net in the middle of it. And it's basically like volleyball, but you spike it onto the net, right? So you get 3 hits, you know, you can bump set it and spike, right, onto the net and it goes to the other team, it's 2-on-2. And so you have to learn that whatever the other team is doing, you have to mimic what that player is doing. So if they go one way around, you have to follow them so that you're always directly in front of them. So no matter where they spike it,
you're
always ready to return it. So little things like that you have to learn. It just comes with like more experience play. Like you got better, you know, whatever. But yeah, I'm really pumped for this thing to come in because the new ball, I played with spike ball pro before and it's way different from like spike ball.
I believe.
But the net's different. The
please tell me the ball is American flag.
The ball is American flag. But it has like ribs on it, like little Ooh. Notches, so you can spin and it grips the net and rips off of it. That's what they play. That's what professional tournament plays with. Ugh. So I got that one. It was like $125-$150.
It's not.
Well, the regular spike ball is 50.
Oh, well, still.
Yeah. So, but I mean, it's the pro tournament.
And they will last. And it comes with a warranty?
Yeah. So, it's fire. I'm pretty pumped about it, but anybody who's down to play spike ball, I'm always down to play spike ball. Like, anytime somebody asks me, I'm like, yeah, let's go. Let's go. But okay. There's a spike ball app where you can set up. Like, you can go and log onto the app and say, hey, I'm playing here. Like, we're setting up here and play pickup games of spike ball with people you don't know. Clutch.
You use it?
Yeah. Yeah. Like, I can look right now and see if anybody's online. Because
I feel like indoor spike ball is stupid.
Indoor spike ball is fun. It's intense. I like playing on sand because it's more fun to dive on.
And it's also harder to run.
Yeah. But, like, I'm trying to see. Like, there's a game going on in Colombia right now. But, that's like, there are people that say, like, need a fourth or, you know, whatever. And there's tons of people. Like, you can create all these kind of games. Like, there's all these people that are around me 5 miles away, 1.6 miles away, 9 miles away. Like, they're all close. And it tells you when they're online and stuff. So, that's pretty cool. Edge Merton, dude. I knew that guy. We used to be in a small group together. That's funny. He hasn't been online spike ball in 2 years. So, but yeah, it's a fun game. I always like playing the game. But anyway, we don't have much time, but that was a pretty quick little episode from the new studio. So, we're going to wrap this one up.
Yeah.
Not a really long one.
Not really.
Pretty short podcast.
Just kind of just laying back in the new studio and just kind of just feeling things out, honestly.
Yeah. Just super chill.
This new studio? Fantastic.
Yeah. It's clutch. I really like it. So, well, cool. Yeah. That was pretty basic episode. Nothing super crazy.
We just talked.
But yeah. So, Matt, where can they find you?
They can find me on Instagram and Twitter at M2Cruz.
Okay, I'm on Instagram at Creed Kirkland, and on Twitter at Creed_Kirkland, because they were different, because I used to have a at Creed Kirkland Twitter, but it got hacked, so that's fun.
The fact that you just hit the folks as you said hacked, you know, it got hacked.
That got hacked. But you can also find us at Instagram and Twitter, @2_idiots and a mic. And then don't forget to go check out our YouTube, which is 2 idiots and a mic, and our Patreon, most importantly, patreon.com/2idiots and a mic. Go become a patron. Go help yourself out. Don't worry about us. Help you out. More patrons we get, the better this gets. So we're looking
the better biscuits.
The better this gets.
Oh, I swear that you said the better Bojangles biscuits.
I was about to say, I'm kind of feeling a biscuit right now.
Yo, you kind of want to get a Bojangles? We kind of just got back though.
Yeah.
But it's also Bowberry biscuit.
Bowberry biscuits are nice now. I like the Bowberry biscuits.
We might have got Bojangles.
We might have to hit that Bojangles.
Yeah.
But anyway, so.
Oh, yeah, anyway.
thanks for listening, guys. We will see you next week. Peace.